I'm the worst one. I'm the one they keep in the back of underground cells, all the way back in the dark. Lucky you. You get to attend me today, Doctor. As you walk through the dark, damp corridor, you hear something light and almost musical, like bells. You realize it's my voice, and we sign the Lord's Prayer. But something is wrong. But then when I turn on it, I use it in a mouse. I'm roaring and grunting, desperate to get out the last few lines. Φιλέτε Σιμών, και εμεί δεν εγγυσιμάζει σε πειρασμόν. Αλλά ρίσα εμά από το πονερό, ότι σου έστει η βασιλιακή δύναμη και η τόξη τη όνομη. You realize I've been defiling myself like this. Strength makes me fantasize what a confident lover you would be. Has anyone told you yet? Put that posh body to good use. But you've never had a whore like me, though. Maybe one day I'll show you. Maybe one day, you'll savor just a little piece of my face. Drug me by the arm, stone-faced, despite the sweat and feminine sex coating my nakedness. I struggle, but not to get away. I just want a piece of you. Didn't they tell you, Doctor? They call me an infomaniac, but I, and so many others, have known me by a much more appropriate title, Shatterscoxland. Where are you taking me? The others that try taking me to the chapel, but you see what prayer does to me. That and getting down my knees brings back so many delicious memories. Yes, even in the church. There is no God that can heal me of the pulsing addiction between my legs, Doctor. Ah, a hydrotherapy room. You'd love to make me your Magdalene mermaid, wouldn't you, Doctor? Sleep in your hands over my curves and between my soft folds. You pervert. You were supposed to be cleaning the filth out of my head. Oh my God. You might have a fancy job, but does it really set you apart from anyone else? I'm a little surprised we passed the tabs. No bath for the dirty girl today. In this far corner of the tiled room is a hook hanging just out of reach. You lift my wrist, so the chain connecting them slips over the hook, and I'm almost on tiptoe with the rest of my devotion meat stretched over my bones. In the flickering light, I can make out something large and metallic on your arm. I barely make out what it is before. Too late! Oh, too late! You pull back the lever, and I am assaulted by an army of frozen needles. My body tenses and I scream. The water is cold, impossibly cold. Soon, I mean every inch comes into contact with. Just when I think I'm completely numb, you take a step around me and shock my skin all over again! And my gun is still hot. Still throbbing desperately to be filled. I think about you. Your wide shoulders, your strong arms, capable hands. My mind wonders to what you must have hiding under that uniform. My whole clenches tightly with how badly I want to fuck you. I hate you! Finally, the water stops, and I can breathe again. You snap on a glove and approach me. I'm shocked by your latex fingers exploring my cheeks. I melt into your touch, but they withdraw as quickly as they enter. You wrap your fingers together in front of your face, examining my wetness. I can tell you're hungry. You slap me across the face, hard, leaving a streak of my own juices across my cheek, and it's all I can do to not laugh. Damn you! Your return fills me with hope and anguish. The anguish taking over as I see the strong inside with a cane in your hand. it with goosebumps covering my thighs and ass. You strike me over and over. My ears. Until my skin breaks. Until I falter and I am dangling by my wrists and you have to uncuff them. Snuts me up by the arm. May I stay alert, focused on your shiny black shoes, marching furiously away from our previous scene as I try to keep up with you. Whatever will you do to me now? The door flies open. And I am flung into the cold metal examination table. I don't have a chance to struggle before the thick leather straps are buckled into place around my wrists. My thighs and ankles are given the same treatment in a widespread stirrups. I try to wrestle onto my bonds, but all I can do is pitifully thrust my hips in the air without reserve. He stares at me from between my legs and the already painful need in my pussy surges until I can't help but let out a little whimper. Our eyes look, challenging each other, holding our intense gaze until I hear your pants sliding over your waist. My eyes widen as your manhood stabs into my cunt, deliciously stretching me a little too wide, and you stay there for a moment. Stop and end. Fall and draw into it. With a grunt, you viciously thrust into me over and over again, bottoming out every time. My back arches and I throw my head back, nearly howling in ecstasy. Ah. This is exactly what my body craved, what I needed, dear doctor. Don't hold back. Yes, 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 let it hurt. I need it to hurt. Let me take your violins, doctor. I see now that your darkness matches mine so well. No need for pretense anymore. I won't tell. I promise. Cross my heart and go up to die. I'll be good. You won't last much longer. I can tell. You're pounding me so viciously. Your breath short and raspy. Your fingers are bound to leave bruises without family. They're digging into the thin flesh covering my hips. Come inside me. Your climate's arrived, betrayed by your growl, and your last thrusts push you loud into me. We stay locked together as we catch our breath, and you regain your composure. Once again, you are a refined, educated man of logic. I am still a mad woman, subordinate to her. Doctor, I want you to really come wriggle out of my hot, well, fucked gush with a high-pitched laugh. I've known for a long time that I'm deranged. It comes like whore, cock sleeve, rape doll, back alley, bitch. Fuck me. But now I know, doctor. Now I know that I am a hopeless case. But that's okay. I'll still happily take your treatment. Anytime. Anywhere. Orally. As an injection. Or if you're really, really feeling adventurous, we can go for a suppository. Just a little longer.